Conclusion. The world is waiting. The seeds of your future are within your heart. The universe, the world, is waiting for you to direct it. It needs you to acknowledge your real heritage, that of a being a co-creator. The seeds of the future lie within your heart, but they need you to plant, fertilize, and harvest them. Why do you hesitate to co-create what you desire, as if waiting for permission to step into your own future? Your individual destiny is a part of the destiny of the larger world. In your personal life, the deepest meaning of the world is what you decide to co-create. Through the act of co-creation, you bring the primal power of the divine into physical being because you are part of the divine and this is your destiny. The drama of life is an energetic one in which you bring circumstances to pass by your attitudes rather than by your acts. The cornerstone on which all are based is your concept of yourself. You act as you do and have the appearance that you do because your concept of yourself is what it is and for no other reason. If you had a different concept of yourself, you would act differently and have different experiences. Your concept of yourself is both established and revealed by your thinking, emotions, and feelings. By assuming the feeling of your wishes fulfilled, you can alter your future in harmony with your assumptions, for your assumptions, though false, if sustained, will harden into fact. It is as simple as that. The undisciplined mind finds it difficult to assume a state that is denied by the senses. By simply feeling that you are what you want to be, you will transform yourself into the likeness of that which you are assuming you are. You say, "I know that I am all that it takes to achieve this goal." And you do. Consciousness is the one and only reality. All else is fiction. Therefore, you must form the object of your desire out of your own consciousness. You are incapable of seeing other than the contents of your own consciousness. In doing this, you must completely die emotionally to what you formerly expressed in this world, and you must then live it completely to such an extent that now, no one sees the previous life as true of you today. You are as though you had died by your own hand, as though you had committed energetic suicide. You changed your own life experience by becoming detached in consciousness from what you formerly kept alive, and you begin to live to that which you have discovered in your heart, often called the secret garden. You have become your own guru. Once the heart is awakened to the vision you desire, you must see it as a part of you, not separate from you, and then it becomes yours. In actuality, the heart is the beginning of any new form of co-creation. It is the beginning of what makes you an individual. This is why many paths refer to the heart as the deepest depth of one's creativity. This is the home, the beginning of all co-creative activity, and very few people understand the power of the spiritual heart and that it is one of the masterpieces of creation whose capabilities are still being discovered. It is an open secret that few ever discover. Point 52. Your heart is a tool within you that few people ever come to appreciate. As you become conscious of the energetic heart within you, it becomes your guide in life. This guidance often first emerges as an intense, creative desire and then as a source of courageous action pushing you to fulfill your vision. There are two grand mysteries of inner marketing. The first is the awakening of the heart to your vision, and the second is the activation of the link of love and enthusiasm directed toward what you want. When the heart transmits your vision, there is a connection that links you and your desire intimately with the universe. When this link is activated by love or joy, the journey toward the achievement of your goal is truly triggered toward the success you desire. The destiny of the co-creator is to awaken to the power of feelings and emotions and learn how to direct them toward what you want, and then to live in the state of love of your vision. This is an assurance of your success. In conclusion, try this exercise. Number 1. Awakening the heart to your vision. As I mentioned previously, the two grand mysteries of inner marketing are the awakening of the heart to your vision and the activation of the link of love directed toward what you want. The destiny of the co-creator is to awaken to the power of feelings and emotions and learn how to develop the four different aspects of your heart and direct them toward what you want, and then to live in the state of love of your vision. Many have written about the integration of the four elements of the universe, starting with the Greek philosopher, Empedocles. He is credited with the cosmogenic theory that the four elements are the root of all existing matter. C. G. Jung made it the basis for his studies in psychology, and several spiritual masters, including Hazrat Khan and his son, Pir Vilayat Khan, spoke about the importance of the four elements in the complete development of the heart. Puran and Susanna Bear, students of Pir Vilayat Khan, write about these four elements in their book, Energize Your Heart in Four Dimensions. The four elements are like a universal framework for our consciousness, and that is said to be the start of being a co-creator of all transformation. The success of their use correlates with the quality, consistency, and frequency of focus and attention you are able to bring to bear in the direction of what you desire. The following is a series of exercises dealing with strengthening the four aspects of the heart for their use in the successful materialization of your vision. In each exercise, always sit in a meditation posture, making your breaths conscious, rhythmic, and full. Always breathe in through the abdominal area, below your rib cage. As you breathe in, feel the expansion of your abdominal pushing out against your belt, and as you breathe out, your abdominal collapses, as if your belt is too large. Keep your inhalations and exhalations balanced, equal in length, emphasizing neither, completing each exhalation. Let your inhalations be a renewing, rebuilding, and redemption of all that you really need, and your exhalations are discarding and a disposal of all the energy, emotional and mental, you do not need to reach your goal. 1. Adding the width aspect to your vision, left to right, the earth element. The width of the heart deals with the element of reliability. A good heart width or grounding of the earth element increases your self-mastery and has a deliberate, positive effect on your physical health. It also can direct you toward being more disciplined and purposeful about time management. As you develop the earth element, you begin to say what you mean and mean what you say and become more patient with others. It allows you to develop trust and to become more trustworthy in the eyes of others. You become really honest with yourself and start mastering your desires, compulsions, and addictions. As the element of earth is integrated in your heart, you start being cause instead of affecting your business and find it easier to focus your many traits and skills toward the vision you hold in your heart. You develop the width of the heart by the use of the earth breath, which is inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the nose while resting your attention on the heart center. Do this breathing exercise while focusing on your goal. A balanced earth element will give you the following: the inner resources to heal any personal hurt lodged in the heart, the ability to develop personal magnetism and a strong electromagnet field, the drive to increase your self-discipline and self-mastery, the strength to be disciplined and purposeful about time management, the desire to develop passion for your career growth, the capacity to say what you mean and mean what you say, the desire to be more patient with others and yourself, the natural inclination to be more trustworthy and trusting, the capacity to manage and focus your many traits and skills toward a purpose, the desire to become really honest with yourself, and the power to master your desires, compulsions, and addictions. 2. Adding the depth aspect to your vision, front to back, the fire element. The development of heart depth helps you to recover from stress more rapidly and to increase your capacity for stress through the power of finding your individual rhythm. In its development, you may find you need less sleep and you can face everyday situations with more courage. You may start to face any crisis with courage and confidence and be able to remember the important issues when others around you are out of control. People with a balanced fire usually are seen as enthusiastic, zestful, confident, dramatic, expansive, radiant, and courageous. They start to see the correct action to achieve their vision with the heart and start to do what is true to their heart even when it is difficult. You develop the depth of the heart by the practice of the fire breath, which is inhaling through the mouth and exhaling through the nose, while resting your attention on the heart center. Do this breathing exercise while focusing on your goal. A balanced fire element will give you the following: a feeling of power and freedom, a bright and fast mind, creativity, insight, and clarity of thinking, enthusiasm and joy, the energy to help you recover from stress more rapidly, increased capacity for stress, energy with less sleep, The power to face everyday situations with more courage. The ability to face a crisis with courage and confidence, not anger. The ability to remember the important issues when others are out of control. The power to do what is right even when it is hard. Self-confidence, often leadership abilities. Energetic and often aggressive energy, animated and enthusiastic actions. A fun-loving and playful personality. An adventure-seeking tendency and sometimes daring and risk-taking. A sociable and people-oriented attitude toward life and a forgiving attitude. An inspirational and motivating air about you, and a vocal and outspoken tendency. 3. Adding the height aspect to your vision, up and down, the water element. An elevated heart recovers quickly from disappointment and has the ability to lift you out of any depression. People with elevated hearts in business feel joy easily, look on the bright side of every situation, and aspire to the ideal on all career manners. It is the height of your heart that lifts your viewpoint beyond the present economic struggles to see the opportunities being presented to you. It gives you the opportunity to see what is really important, instead of what is simply urgent. The heart resists being buried in minutiae. It reminds you that you have a higher calling, your vision. Your elevated heart gives you confidence that empowers others working with you and inspires excellence and high principles. It makes you humorous, quick, and dynamic. The water element is often linked to the ability to ascertain whether something suits you or not, whether you'll accept it or not. It develops the use of your heart's subtle senses as a sixth sense, and in its development, one becomes capable of a deeper involvement with others with a better sense of the emotional state of others. It leads you to become more creative and radiate more magnetism because the water element helps you develop a refined heart's magnetism and charisma. When you hold magnetism within yourself, it produces creativity. When it is expressed outwardly, it is charisma. You develop the height of the heart by the practice of the water breath, which is inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth, creating a downward flow of breath and energy while resting your attention on the heart center. Do this breathing exercise while focusing on your goal. A balanced water element will help you do the following. Develop more flexibility and adaptability. Increase the flow of money in your life. Harmonize your consciousness with what you want. Reduce your resistance to change. Release feelings of resentment. Dissolve obstacles in the way of your goals. Use your subtle senses as a sixth sense. Become capable of a deeper involvement with others. Have a better sense of the emotional state of others. Become more creative. Have and develop more magnetism and charisma, and open you up to a larger capacity of emotions and broader band of communication with others, and recharge your own magnetism. 4. The inwardly directed aspect of your vision, fullness, the air element. This is the dimension of the fullness of heart and is accomplished by the use of the air breath. It often sharpens and intensifies your concentration, and you are able to shift your thinking from linear to holistic. You often see more of the latent potential in yourself and others, as well as seeing the meaningfulness of your present life situation. Often you develop deep insight into yourself and a personal vision of your life's purpose. People with a developed fullness of heart dimension will usually have a sense of freedom, justice, diplomacy, logic, impartiality, organization, harmony, and compromise. They are usually deep thinking, strategic planners, crave mental activity, and are open to new ideas and insight, although they are often seen as detached, objective, rational, abstract, dry. They often have a love for humanity and are friendly and outgoing. You develop the fullness of the heart by the practice of the air breath, which is inhaling through the mouth and also exhaling through the mouth while resting your attention on the heart center. Hold the lips in a pursed way, like a fish mouth, or like you were going to kiss someone, while breathing. Do not breath through an open mouth. Do this breathing exercise while focusing on your goal. A balanced air element will do the following. Produce intelligence. Sharpen and intensify your concentration. Produce freedom of thought, wit, insight, and detachment in your thinking. Allow you to be able to shift your thinking from linear to holistic. Let you see more of the latent potential in yourself and others. Help you to see the meaningfulness of your present life situation. give you the capacity to develop a personal vision of your life's purpose. Bring about insight into yourself. Make the heart more sensitive. Develop the heart's ability to express itself in words. Help you to learn to consciously use your inner emotional signals for decision making. Give you the capacity to pick up future trends with increased intuition, and develop the heart's ability to express itself and to catch the feeling of others from their expressions. This is exercise number 2, overcoming emotional overload. In the case of an emotional overload or a mood attack, look at the list below and use these breaths to balance out the listed emotional conditions that arise when working on trying to match the vibrations of your vision. Do 12 to 20 repetitions of the breath indicated, as needed to shift emotions. Air. Guilt, confusion, despair, denial of your potential, feeling a lack of direction or being unsure of what to do next to achieve your goal, being unable to think outside the box. Fire. Depression, feeling a lack of freedom in your career, pessimism around the accomplishment of your goal, loss of enthusiasm for your vision, lack of leadership ability, fear of taking risks, feeling too fatigued or discouraged to continue your pursuit, feeling oversensitive to criticism around your work, feeling shame about your lack of success in your career or economic endeavor. Water. Rigidity, stubbornness, resistance, resentment toward others who are achieving their goals, withdrawal or a feeling of isolation, a feeling of aloneness in the pursuit of your vision, feeling unable to attract money or opportunity, feeling creatively blocked. Earth. Spacing out from your responsibilities, fear, feeling a loss of your direction or focus, feeling impatient with yourself or others, feeling a lack of will or willpower. You will see it when you believe it. I spent the early years of life with my grandparents living on a cotton plantation in Mississippi. I had many uncles, aunts, and cousins who frequently came over to our house for family gatherings. They were all hardworking, and many were very cautious about expecting too much in life. Eventually, I moved across the country with my parents. When I was 14, I returned to my grandparents' home for a family gathering. During the celebration, I was expressing my dreams to one of my uncles, and I remember he laughed at my aspirations and exclaimed, "I will believe it when I see it," and then he walked away. I felt like he had stuck a knife in my heart with that remark, and all enthusiasm and confidence for my life ambitions left my body like a flash flood on the Mississippi Delta. My grandfather saw the defeated look on my face and immediately took me outside under the pretense of wanting to talk. As we walked through the woods adjoining the house, we discussed what had happened and how I felt. I will always remember the words he spoke to me, for they changed the way I thought about my life. He said, "The reason your Uncle Ned and the others around him are so miserable is that they are waiting for life to happen to them. They want God to show them proof that life is good so they can believe in themselves. They will be waiting for this validation until the day they are in their graves, because no one or nothing can or will ever save them from themselves." When Uncle Ned said to you, "I will believe it when I see it," it was the victim within him speaking. It is not the truth. The real key to life is that you will see and receive what you want when you believe it is yours, not the reverse. Belief has to come before certainty, my son, not the other way around. When you feel it so deeply that your dream is real without it being there in front of you, then it is yours and it's on its way to you. If you remember nothing else in life I have ever told you, Fred, remember that. That conversation was engraved on my heart, although it took me many years to fully appreciate its wisdom. In the course of time, I have noticed that those who wanted and needed success the most had the least amount of success achieving it, while those who needed it the least had the most success. As Esther and Jerry Hicks have expressed in many of their books, this way of thinking seems at first backward, because it seems that those who needed it the most would work the hardest and eventually obtain it. Then I realized, as they pointed out, that anyone who is in a place of lack, who has the vibrations of lack, will always attract more lack no matter how hard they work. They have to believe what they want is already theirs before it will appear before them or materialize in their life. The powerful feeling of need will always outweigh any amount of work they exert. Those who are congruent in their thoughts, emotions, And feelings about what they desire do not come from a place of lack or need, so their action toward their goal is always fruitful and successful. T. Air vibrations are in harmony with what they desire. I have heard many people say they no longer have a desire for anything in life. I have found too often the real reason they have no desire is that they have wanted and needed all their life and have not received what they desired, so they just gave up. They lost faith. The truth is that in needing something so desperately, all their attention went to what they did not want, and as a result they continued to attract more of what they already had and did not want. Eventually such experiences will wear anyone down, and they will associate wanting with not having. To stop the pain and frustration of not having, they simply stopped wanting. Esther and Jerry Hicks speak of this in their book The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent and suggest that in such cases often the best thing for them may be to remain as they are and live with their frustration. I agree and suggest there is no disgrace in this. I have come to understand change is a choice, and I do not believe you need to change the way you think or feel or live. In my opinion, the only reason to decide to change is if you are dissatisfied with your present experience in life or in business. In fact, change is meaningless unless you are focusing on a particular result. If you do want to change, then you will want to learn the principles of your own primordial imagination and the creation techniques of inner marketing. Remember, you are free to live your life the way you want. Change is a choice, and that choice is yours to embrace or reject. It's important to understand that you are responsible for your own happiness or unhappiness, and in order to be happy, healthy, and prosperous, you have to stop whining and begin searching for the hidden justice in your life. In other words, find your vibratory match, the right thought plus the right emotion and feeling, and then apply consistency in its use. Stop blaming fate or other people or God, stop lashing out at circumstances. Instead, use them as tools to help you discover the hidden energy that you are presently broadcasting to the world. Once you've started to radically alter your approach to life by changing your thinking and feeling, you will be astonished at the impact it has on your business circumstances or any other aspect of your life. By consistently applying and using the principles of inner marketing, you can change the way you see yourself and your career and change the way the world responds to you. It is good to remember that the things you are now experiencing have already been created in your imagination by your past, an unconscious use of the techniques of inner marketing. Now you have the opportunity to make your choices conscious. Once you have made the choice, you must not let your vision be shaken by any opposing influence or be discouraged by anyone or any circumstance. You must be so firm in your path to making your vision materialize that if anyone says it is wrong, you will not hear them and only be attuned to your vision. The techniques of inner marketing will help you develop that type of courage and commitment. It will help you to believe it until you see it, to believe it into possibility. For many, the material in this book has inspired them to meet life differently and in so doing bring their deepest wisdom, potential, and feeling to bear on the world around them. I wish you the same success in moving beyond your current reality using the principles of inner marketing. Try to remember that situations in business will never be perfect. In fact, they can often be devastating, but they can be handled and you can learn to handle them. I urge you to strive to be happy in the seeking of your goals. When your intention is to be happy, you give off vibrations of self-love, self-worth, and appreciation for the process. Please accept my invitation to write the publisher and tell me of your success and problems using these principles. And remember to keep up the high vibrations in your career as well as in all the other areas of your life. Try this exercise. Grounding and what it gives us. As we become more mechanized and industrial, our contact with the earth and nature becomes more fragile, and along with it, our health, innate sense of self-worth, and our ability to use our imagination. Living in an estranged and ungrounded culture where most material values extinguish our vital fires, the life force within us is weak. When our inner vital fires are diminished, our energy and imagination become weak, and our inner power is transferred outside ourselves as we seek answers and empowerment from external sources. In so doing, we lose our inner power, guidance, grounding, and our vitality, However, this process can be reversed. If we are not grounded, we are unstable and naively lose our center. We fly off the handle, are easily swept off our feet, live in our heads or in a fantasy world. We make poor decisions about relationships and careers and cannot find our true purpose in life. We often feel powerless, and in extreme cases, we no longer want to be here. Most importantly, we lose the ability to fully utilize our imagination. In my career, I have found many intelligent and talented people who have failed to lead purposeful lives as a result of an unwillingness to learn the skill of grounding. Grounding provides us with nourishment, power, stability, and solid growth. It can help us defeat our negative perceptions and facilitate change in both our thinking and feeling. Without the connection grounding affords us, we become separated from the natural elements, from our source, and the power of our imagination. Our thinking becomes unbalanced, and our negative emotions run us. To start grounding, you can learn to ground yourself by following a few simple steps. Sit in a chair with your feet touching the ground and close your eyes. Breathe deeply, from your gut, and feel your breath come in and go out. Shift your attention and feel the pressure of your feet on the floor. Do not think about this, experience it. Experience the pressure and warmth of the floor against your feet. Do the same feeling the pressure of the chair against your body. Think or say aloud the following and feel each statement in your body. I am bringing my awareness to, and into, my body. I'm bringing my awareness to my hands. I'm sensing my hands, feel hands until you feel them tingle. I sense what they are touching, how that feels. I'm bringing my awareness to my feet. I'm sensing my feet. I sense them touching the floor and how that feels. I'm sensing my body's contact with what I'm sitting on, and I'm resting and relaxing into that support. I can sense my spine pressing against the back of the chair and relaxing into it. I'm bringing my awareness inward into my solar plexus, chest, throat, and the center of my body. I am bringing my awareness to my root chakra, perineum. I am sensing my perineum and a cord dropping downwards from it. Now, start to imagine there is a thick and heavy rope beneath the chair, and this rope is attached to the spinning center of the root chakra, perineum, dropping down to the center of the earth. Look at the rope with your inner vision. What is its texture? The color? Let your imagination tell you. Imagine that this rope is hollow inside, lined with a slippery metallic coating, and is attached to an anchor. Drop this anchor directly into the center of the earth. The cord can expand to any length you need it to. Therefore, it will take only a second or two to reach the fiery, red-hot, bubbling, molten lava-like core of the earth. As you imagine the cord hitting the core of the earth, it will connect you energetically. Sense and experience this energetic connection. Now you can start to release any foreign or negative energy that you have in your body into the earth's gravity. When you sense a clarity and clearness around and within you, and that only your own energy remains, you are finished with this exercise. Smile and silently say thank you to the cord and let it withdraw until you need it again. When you are ready to use the grounding cord again, call upon it and reattach it again with the same procedure. Some questions to answer after reading this book. What has become clear to you since you started reading this book? Do you have a vision of what you want to achieve in business or life? If not, why not? What is the area in your business thinking that, if you are made a change, would help you achieve your vision? What do you think is currently impossible to do in your career that, if it were possible, would change everything? What do you need to change? Thinking or feeling, in order to make that impossibility a reality? What are you trying to make happen in your career or business in the next 3 months? What changes in thinking and/or feeling do you need to make it happen? What is the most important business or career decision you are facing? What is keeping you from making it? What changes do you have to make in your thinking and/or feeling to make this happen? What part of your responsibility to succeed in your business or career are you avoiding right now? Why? What conversations or inner talk with yourself do you need to change in order to achieve your goals? What inner talk are you avoiding confronting at this time? If you were hired to consult for yourself or your company, what advice from this book would you give to yourself to help achieve your visions? What thoughts threaten your peace of mind? What thoughts threaten your personal fulfillment? What thoughts threaten the achievement of your vision? Using the information in this book, how would you deal with the above disturbing thoughts?